views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother.
Welcome to Limelight Radio, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Katina Makris, and it is my pleasure to visit with you today. We've got an absolutely sterling guest that I'm so excited to interview, someone that's very special to us in the Lyme community, Andy Abrams Wilson, who so many of you recognize from his wonderful Lyme disease documentaries, Under Our Skin, and its sequel, Lyme Disease Emergence, Under Our Skin 2. So let me tell you about Andy, and then we're going to get a chance to visit with him today on Limelight Radio. So Andy Abrams Wilson is the founder, director, senior producer, and president of Open Eye Pictures. He is a multi-award-winning producer, director of creative nonfiction films. Andy received a BA from Northwestern University and an MA from the University of Southern California, where he studied cinema and visual anthropology. Andy's approach emphasizes moving image as a way to bridge disparate parts, people, and ideas. While his work takes on controversial themes, he uses the filmmaking process as an opportunity to encourage empathy and identification. His most recent production, Alfredo's Fire, premiered at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival and received a Cine Best Independent Documentary Jury Award. His film, The Grove, was broadcast nationally on PBS and was an award best documentary at the Seattle Film Festival. Released in theaters, his acclaimed film, Under Our Skin, is the recipient of 7 Best Documentary Awards at the International Film Festivals and was an Academy Award semifinalist for Best Documentary Feature. The sequel, Under Our Skin 2, Emergence, has been a DVD bestseller since its release. Andy has numerous awards, too many for me to list for you on air. You've got to visit my blog so you can read them all. So many beautiful awards he's received. I'm really honored to have him today here on our show. And I must say, besides his beautiful filmmaking, Andy teaches at the Esalen Institute, a yearly workshop on intimacy and exposure, the alchemy of photography. So, Andy Wilson, welcome to Limelight Radio.
It's great to be here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so thrilled to have you on air with me. What a pleasure and honor. Thank you so much for joining all of us.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, Andy. Your films, Under Our Skin and its companion Emergence, are changing lives, changing hundreds of thousands and millions of lives. I've seen them. Communities are throughout the country and the world are airing, viewing them, you know, small towns, big towns. Thank you so much for this work.
You're welcome. I have to say, it's very, very gratifying. As a filmmaker, as an artist, as a journalist, as a human being, just to know that your work is not only being appreciated and honored, but that it's really changing people's lives.
Isn't it the most amazing feeling when you are aware that you're having that effect on and influence on people?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's really why I'm in this business in the first place. And I think Under Our Skin, more than anything else that I've done, really has shown the power of film to impact change. And in this case, not just to impact change, like let's say in terms of policy, but actually help save people's lives.
It truly does. That film really does. It's riveting. It's so accurate. It's visceral. It makes people, you know, stop, pay attention, listen. And for those that are suffering, it gives voice and authenticity to what they're experiencing.
Well, yes. I mean, that was definitely a goal. And you know, my background is in anthropology and cultural anthropology. I'm actually a visual anthropologist, and you probably won't meet any more the rest of your life. There's very few of us, and what it's about is using the visual media to explore culture, and one of the ideas in anthropology is the idea of is participant observation, of reciprocity, so that we're not just taking something, we're not just going in with a camera and taking something from the people that we're studying or filming, but that there really is some kind of exchange. And I think I realized that really early on with Under Our Skin, that it wasn't just my, taking these stories and making a movie, but there was something actually healing in the sort of mutuality of the interview, of witnessing and being witnessed. So that the camera, are witnessing people's lives. And I found I didn't really expect how important and how meaningful that was, especially for people in the Lyme community who weren't validated, who weren't seen. And it was almost like everybody just sucked it up. Like they couldn't get enough of telling their story, of having someone who would just listen to them, not judge them, not tell them they're crazy or it's all in their head, but just sit and listen. And I found that this act in itself was as powerful as anything else. Just not about giving people voice, but actually having them be heard and having a sort of compassionate ear.
You're sharing their experience with them. In that moment of sharing, there's such intimacy.
Yes, exactly. Yes, it is. It's very, very intimate. And I think that, you know, your show is about healing, and I really like that. And I personally am very interested in not just talking about healing in terms of treatment modalities, in terms of therapies, but also the healing that can come in this kind of, let's say, energetic exchange of just witnessing and being witnessed, of having your story be told and validated by compassionate ears. And that, I think in itself, that's why the film continues to be so popular. I think why we sell a lot of DVDs. I mean, most films now don't sell DVDs. People just
see them once, and
it's digital. It's all digital, but people still want this DVD because it's actually something they can give to somebody. They can mm-hmm. have in their hand and say, this is my experience. And then they can share that with someone else. And I think that's, you know, we're really touching upon why the film, or one of the reasons that the film is so powerful.
I know. I mean, you've touched on a lot of, you've just mentioned a dozen reasons why the film is so evocative, so powerful, and healing, and really life-changing in many instances. And I so appreciate what you just said about, well, first of all, I'm fascinated about your background in anthropology. That says a whole lot to me. All of a sudden, it made me understand why you were able to document what you did in those stories, what your perspective is. That makes a lot of sense to me. And it's so true what you said about the healing component, both your work individually with each individual as you heard their story and you shared in those moments and hours and days with them of their experience and their journey, but also then how it translates to film, which preserves it, right?
Well, I think here's the thing. I mean, I think that the key is really authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're sitting down with somebody and hearing them speak authentically about their experience, and you are authentically with them, meaning you're not judging them, you're open, you're not waiting for your next question, but that you're really taking in their experience, that's something that they can feel and that they can appreciate and that is actually healing for them. But so it's also healing for me as someone who does the interviewing, and I think you probably can relate to this too.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a real exchange, and I'm being my most authentic and my most open. And when that happens, there really is a profound intimacy. And possibility for healing. And so what the camera's doing is then taking that to another level where it's not just an isolated act, but we're then sort of projecting it onto film, as you said, and then onto a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sort of the mediating factors disappear.
Yes. Just
like when you're interviewing somebody and you're on the same wavelength and you're in the flow, it's sort of like the difference between the interviewer and the interviewee disappear. You're in it together. You're in the flow, and it's the same thing with the film. And so I really believe that this idea of authenticity, you know, to the extent that we're all authentic,
yes,
in both telling and listening or giving and receiving, that's where the power comes from.
It's so very true, Andy. I agree with you on this authenticity, and it ties into a very intrinsic piece of my work as a metaphysical healer, which I would like to mention when we come back from our station break. Hard for me to say, but it's time for our first station break right at this really really precious moment of what you've just shared. So can you hold our thought waves so we can come back and hold our thought waves? And audience, stay tuned. We're going to come right back after our station break. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
So Constellations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris and Brian, my producer. That was a kick it up song. Thank you.
Oh, 737 coming out of the sky.
Oh, I love Brian. Eugene Sullivan, he's my producer at WBLQ. What a great guy. What a great studio, Transformation Talk Radio. Shout out to you all. You're fantastic. So here we are, everyone, back with the super talented, very special Andy Abrams Wilson, who brought us Under Our Skin and Emergence. Andy, so pleased to have you here with us today. Thank you again.
You bet. It's great to be here.
Oh my gosh. And so to pick up our thread, you know, when station breaks come, we're sometimes in the midst of a great conversation. Here we are on authenticity. And it's making me want to say something to you, and then I have a question as well. You know, I'm a homeopath, so I'm fascinated in the human being. I'm also an intuitive healer, which, you know, we work with metaphysics, the seven energy chakras, the fifth energy chakra of our body, which resides in the throat, the respiratory tree, the sinuses, also the, you know, part of our senses, is the fifth chakra of expression, and the emotion that resides there besides joy and sorrow is authenticity.
Uh-huh.
So here you are, you're empowering the fifth chakra and so many people with this film that you've created, and also through your Open Eye
right
film productions. I mean, hello, that's the you know, sixth chakra of the endocrine system, the third eye. I mean, this is genius.
Well, great. Well, let me say a couple things about that, because this is yes, it's not coincidental that the name of my company is Open Eye Pictures.
Yeah.
And when you talk about authenticity, I think, you know, an ingredient of that is openness, without a doubt. And authenticity is really a state of not being divided with oneself, so that you're not, so that you are in harmony with both your inner feeling and your outer expression, let's say. Mm-hmm. So authenticity is a state of union. And it also allows us to connect with others, that authentic place. So we're actually talking about dissolving barriers. And ultimately, that's what healing is. It is dissolving the barriers. And, you know, I'm sure the people know the root of the word healing is to make whole. So it's all about dissolving the barriers. And that is my goal. That's my goal, both being an interviewer, as a documentarian, and also as a filmmaker, that I want the film to help dissolve barriers.
So
that sort of like puts the wraps it up as how I view the work as healing. And you know, it's so interesting talking to you about it's the same thing, whether you're a homeopathy practitioner or whether you are a filmmaker. We are working on similar things, and the healing happens in a similar way.
Yes, it's so true. And oh my gosh, this is such great serendipity. It's not. It's really divinely guided, isn't it? that this healing work happens in so many dimensions. As you said, through film, whether it's homeopathy, whether it's a conversation between people, whether it's a moment of reflection in nature.
Mm-hmm. And you said the word nature, and that's a beautiful word for me to sort of say what I want to next, which is, you know, the Lyme disease is something, it's intimately and intrinsically connected to nature, to the natural world. And that's one reason why I was actually drawn to it. It's something, it's changing our nature, and yet it's something that's natural, that exists in the natural world. And a lot of people, what it's done is really created a lot of fear in people. We become fearful of the outdoors, of nature itself, that some way it's harmful to us. And so I want to talk about the idea of coexisting with the natural world, and understanding that, again, with this idea of dissolving barriers, is that we are part of the natural world. And the reason, one of the reasons why Lyme disease has taken off, I think, is precisely because we've separated ourselves from the natural world and looked at nature as something that we can conquer or something that we can control. Uh-huh. And we're seeing how it's coming back to bite us in terms of climate change and global warming and making it more hospitable for pathogens to survive. So it's really showing us, I think Lyme disease is a canary in the coal mine, showing us how we are separating and separated and separate from the natural world.
Yeah, I hear you. It's that's a very wise perception on your part. My spiritual mentor, Dr. Meredith Young Sowers, who was part of my healing recovery, that was one of her messages to me too.
Uh-huh.
Was that piece of us becoming separate from the natural world? How we, you know, we don't even really realize that generations upon generations later, you know, first it was electric lights, you know, then it's heated homes, you know, it goes on and on and on till people just go into a grocery store and buy processed foods. I mean, There's this disconnect from the elements, from the, you know, our food and how we obtain it, our sleep cycles, the light and the dark, right? The weather patterns. I mean, just like you said, we've slowly morphed away from all of it.
Yes, and particularly for people who have Lyme disease and who experience Lyme disease, there's understandably a great fear. It's like they feel like they got sick because they were in nature. You know, most likely they were bitten by a tick, although we know that that's not necessarily the only way they mm-hmm. could have gotten sick. So it's, you know, they're afraid of deers, they're afraid of wildlife. You know, I have friends like this, and I think it's, you know, whenever I bring Under Our Skin and speak with the film in places, there, I really want to emphasize this, because a lot of people, the takeaway is, how do I stay protected? You know, as if the evil is out there mm-hmm. lurking, and you know, that is not a healing stance. You know, when we sort of create this us and them mm-hmm. mentality, and in that case, the them can even be the microorganism itself, the Lyme bacteria as evil, or the deer as evil, or I even want to say the IDSA, you know, the evil doctors. You know, I really believe we can't demonize anything. Because the moment we demonize, we create separation, and you know, the healing becomes more difficult.
Yes, it surely does, and it's a really big point that you're making here around the fear. I mean, I have had it myself too, having been afflicted with Lyme, and now it's tick season, and ticks are all over the place here in New England where I live, and it's easy to get frightened, but we have to remember that inside we have many healing properties, and you and I can talk more about it when we come back from the next station break. But there are ways to be a healthy host. There's ways to live in greater harmony with it all, and fear in itself creates a whole neurochemical cavalcade of immune function reactions too.
Right.
So. Yeah, it's a very interesting topic, Andy. It really spans generations and different mindsets. It's a fascinating topic. So thank you for bringing that up. And it's time for our next station break. So please stay with me, because we've got a lot of ground to cover. It's flying by. Audience, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick station break, and then we're going to be back with Andy Abrams-Wilson and continue this fascinating talk. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
Touch me in the morning, then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give Love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why provides the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we are visiting with Andy Abrams-Wilson today on Limelight Radio. This show's zooming by. Andy, you are the best guest. I'm having so much fun with you. You're so insightful and wise, and you've done such a beautiful job for all of us in the Lyme community. And I love this conversation today. Let's finish where we were when we were talking about the fear that the illness induces and our separation from nature, and how do we merge back in? And then we've got Emergence, your second film. Some words here that are at play.
Yes. We were talking about healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were talking about healing.
Talking about healing. And
yeah.
I just want to say that, you know, I think of myself as much as an artist as a journalist or just a filmmaker or documentarian. And the root of the word art is actually to heal. It's actually about, or to link, you know, to bring mm-hmm. together. So also the word, you know, art is in itself about healing. And one of the things in the film, so with that as a perspective, one of the motifs that I wanted to use was to sort of balance the both the horror of Lyme disease and the beauty that surrounds it. A lot of people don't quite get that, you know. Why did you have so many images of nature, of pretty shots of nature? And it's really important to me not just to dwell on the suffering, but to show the beauty intrinsic in nature as well. And this gets back to what we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So within what we're calling nature, which is really just the state that we all exist in, there is both the beauty and the horror. So there's this little tiny, tiny thing which is wreaking havoc on our bodies, but it's just doing its thing. It's just trying to survive as well. So it's not intrinsically evil, and it's also embedded in a beautiful, let's say, just this a beautiful palette of the natural world. And, you know, holding both of those things as true is really, really important. And it helps us to understand, helps us not disconnect. It helps us not fear, so that within the within nature, yes, there is the potential for destruction and damage and illness and disease, but there's also the potential for great beauty. And the beauty is not just in the natural world in terms of nature itself, but also in terms of human nature. And so it's important to show that aspect as well. What comes from disease, what comes from crisis can be very powerful. I'm sure a lot of your guests have talked before about the crisis of healing, the crisis of disease and the healing that can come from it, the empowerment, the connection with others, the ability to create.
Definitely. So, I mean, really serious illness like, you know, advanced Lyme disease or cancer, or very serious illnesses, they're about transformation, aren't they? They're about making change and transforming the being.
Yes, and we're back to that word authenticity. To the extent that you're authentic with it, I think you have the ability to change. You know, when we deny, you know, denial is staying closed, for example,
mm-hmm.
Not accepting where we are. So I think that's also a key to healing is to understand that we are changed, that there is something, there is something that is happening. We have to accept what's happening to our bodies.
Yeah, it's so very true. And, you know, we can't help it. Sometimes we get in a state or we get conditioned or we get in a particular holding pattern, which, as you've pointed out already, is more or less a closed posture. It's not one of openness and expansion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's really... in a modern society, I sense that we have so much influence projected towards us and on us. A lot of us just get into coping and automatic pilot and juggling and, you know, not in an authentic place within and a place of balance. That's
yes,
another big
balance,
word, I think, with this illness, don't you?
Yeah, I think balance is a good word, too. That, you know, we have to balance when whatever state of health we're in or disease we're in, we have to balance it with the other side. It's like the light and the dark coexist together. And so coming back to Lyme disease, there is we have to look at the beauty. We have to find the beauty wherever we are. And I that may be easy for me as a person who personally doesn't have Lyme disease, but I have my own suffering, and we all do, and that's something mm-hmm. that joins us. And there's always a possibility to see the beauty. So in making Under Our Skin, I wanted people to viscerally know that. So that while we're discussing and investigating something that is horrible and horrific, we also see what's beautiful all around it. And the beauty is within the suffering, and the suffering is within the beauty, just like the, you know, the Taoist yin-yang symbol, just like that.
Thank you, Andy, really for understanding that and appreciating that beauty within the suffering, because when you are a Lyme patient and your body and your psyche are being ripped to shreds and you are losing a sense of who you are and what your identity is, and you've been looking and searching for answers and you haven't had support and you're confused and questioning, you lose your sense of self. Mm-hmm. And I recall those days that the only thing that kept me going was the beautiful smile of my son and his twinkling blue eyes, or the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of a delicate wildflower in a vase next to me. Mm-hmm. It was the beauty that kept me alive.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the beauty. And you portrayed that in your film. And when we visited the different people that were suffering, whether it was Dana or Mandy, we saw the beauty in them. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for recognizing that and portraying it and honoring it. And I can't help but say this as a healer myself, that beauty in itself is truly healing.
Right. But it's healing, I think, because of its juxtaposition to the lack of healing, to the separation, to the what we don't perceive as beautiful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so healing about it.
It's exactly.
You know, I teach a photography.
Night and the day, the yin and the yang, it's all part and parcel, isn't it?
I teach a photography course, which you mentioned earlier. What is beautiful, what we perceive as beautiful, is only beautiful in relation to what's next to it.
Mm.
You know, and what's next to it is, you know, the what we experience as not beautiful or as
marred or
painful
fractured
or ugly or,
right?
or whatever words you want to put on it. But, you know, that's why it's so healing, because it's creating a link. And that is getting back to the openness and authenticity, is that we have to accept both. We have to accept the suffering. We have to accept the horror.
Yep.
And
I hear
the only
you.
Way to
so,
heal.
So wisely said, Andy. Listen, we need to head off to a station break. Audience, stay with us. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and fabulous, fabulous interview today with the brilliant Andy Abrams Wilson from Under Our Skin. And Andy, while we're right here, right now, I don't want to miss this. I want our audience to find out from you how they can do a community showing of either or both of the films in their area. How do they go about that?
Yeah, well, right now, it's as we know, it's Lyme Disease Awareness Month here, and we want to encourage community screenings, people taking the film and bringing it to their own community and helping to create awareness. And one way to do that is to host a screening. You can go to our website, underourskin.com, purchase the community use DVD, which gives you a limited license to show the film for free in to an audience. And if you input the code May15 for May 2, 2015, mm-hmm. May 15, it gives you a 15% discount on that. And we're also offering a 2-for-1 special this month for the home use DVDs. So for every DVD that you purchase, you get one free. And that's a great way to get DVDs that you can then give to physicians, to friends, to families, anybody that you want to help educate about Lyme disease.
That's terrific. That's absolutely fantastic. So audience, please do that. In fact, I would love to do it again in my community. We did it a few years here ago, and we're going to do it again. So underourskin.com, right?
Correct.
Go to visit the website, and please take advantage of this, everyone. Showing this film in your community is going to affect a lot of people and help them understand the illness better and also take initiatives both to, you know, educate and promote directions of cure and healing. So, Andy, I so much appreciate you. You are a natural healer. I can tell from what you've talked about with me today here on the show and what you've been doing with your work, you've got a strong orientation to healing in your soul. So you must have been born with these gifts.
I hope so.
Oh, yes, definitely. So I have three questions I'm thinking to ask you. One is specifically how you chose the people that you chose to interview in your films. And then the second one I'm thinking about is what has Lyme disease taught you?
Yeah, well, let me jump into that because it's really taught me quite a lot. It's not insignificant at all. It's really, I can say, changed my life in a lot of ways. Something that I never expected, something that, you know, I went into sort of blindly. I had no idea of what I would find, what I would find when I opened the Pandora's box. And I think that leads to one thing that I've learned, which is that nothing is as it seems. We accept so much at face value in our society. We accept mainstream media stories. We accept studies that are done by prestigious journals, and we we trust our doctors, you know, blindly. And I've learned through this research, years of research, that that's just not the case, and we can't do that. Lyme disease is a perfect example of how what seems to be the case is not the case. And that's why so many people are suffering, and that's why it's so important to tell the story and to open eyes. So it has to do with sort of self-empowerment, that we can't only rely on what's being spoon-fed to us, and also that the in addition to that, the power of community, that not only is it about self-empowerment, empowering ourselves with knowledge, but it's also about connecting with others and feeding each other with that knowledge. Mm-hmm. That's what's been very powerful in the Lyme community, and that's what's been making the changes. We think of it always as sort of top-down, you know, the hierarchy from top-down, and usually it's men who are making the decisions, by the way. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, we talk about, oh, if we could only just get the next, you know, do more research. But it's really not the research. It has to come from the people. It has to come from the bottom up. And that's something I learned. I also learned that a sort of new paradigm in terms of both looking at disease and healing, that it's not a linear model. It's really a nonlinear model, that it's no longer, we can no longer look at disease or healing as one cause or pathogen causing one condition or disease and then having one cure. That's out the window, and mm-hmm. Lyme disease is showing us that.
And it truly is, isn't it? It's so many dimensions and integrative medicine's needed, and yeah, it's a lot of change.
Right. So I think those are really two big things that I've learned. As well, I guess I can also just say humility. Mm-hmm. You know, seeing the suffering of others and seeing how that could be any one of us. That could be us. And it is us. When we're really connected with others and we're really sharing and understanding our connectivity and coexistence with each other and the natural environment, we have to understand that is us. If one person is suffering, we're all suffering. So a sense of humility and a sense of compassion and a sense of non-judgment. Because before this, I may have looked at someone with Lyme disease, obvious Lyme disease symptoms, and thought, wow, they really are crazy. There's some, you know, and mm-hmm. now I look at them and I just have compassion.
I know. So, it's so true, isn't it? It's
that may not have happened had I not done this film.
Oh, my gosh, Andy. Bless you. You really have done something so important for all of us. And I so appreciate the work you're doing and that you continue to do and your creativity. That may it flourish forever. And your beautiful heart, you bring so much to this equation, and it's been my privilege today to have you on the show. I can't believe our whole hour has flown by so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, will you come back for part two?
I'd be happy to. It's been a real pleasure, and thank you for making this forum and opening your heart and giving the possibility to open so many eyes and minds by your show.
Oh, thank you, Andy. Thank you for acknowledging me and my work and this show. I really appreciate that. My pleasure. So, audience, the show will be on archives tomorrow. Visit limelightradio.com or iTunes. Put in Limelight Radio at iTunes. We are forever archived at both. You can listen to this fabulous interview with Andy Abrams-Wilson again and share it with others. Thank you, Andy, for joining me. And I look forward to part two of our interview together. And audience, have a great day. And keep a positive tone in your heart, because as you've heard from our show today, miracles happen all of the time, and healing is around us and within us. So enjoy your day and tune in next week to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother.